All right. I come from Western Kentucky University and stayed here about 3 years and come from China and has done this work for about 3 years as well. So I'm a little bit sorry the topic is a little bit changed from that the list. So what I'm going to talk about is a specialty corn, baby corn. Well, a lot of people concern and ask me, what is baby corn? Is that from a dwarf plants or very tall plants or specially traded corn plants? Well, actually, baby corn is from a standard corn plants harvested 2 or 3 days after silk emergence, but prior to the fertilization. Every corn can be used as baby corn without taste preference, which means you can use your field corn, sweet corn, or even popcorn. Well, baby corn also is quite nutritious comparably to other vegetables like cabbage, cauliflower, and broccoli, and so forth. And baby corn production is quite similar to other corn production, but the highly labor-intensive. And in the commercially, the baby corn, the size of the ears is ranged from 4 to 15 centimeters, and was 10 centimeters as a perfect one. So there are two experiments in 2009 and 2010. First one, our purpose is to see the impact of different harvest schedules of baby corn on baby corn yield, grain yield, and profit value. So we had four treatments with no baby corn harvest to three baby corn harvests, following with saying grain harvest as final. So we had 8 locations as replication, and we harvest baby corn totally by hand in 7 days of the harvest interval. Our weights and number of ears were recorded to have the evaluation of the total yield for hectare basis, both for the number of ears and the weights of the baby corn, and also for the grain harvest. And our economic value comes from the revenue of totally for the baby corn and grain corn minus the total cost. Here is some of our results in the correlation coefficient results. It indicated that the baby corn ear, the number of baby corn ears and the grain, and the baby corn yield are quite positively related, but both of them are quite negatively correlated with the grain corn yield. So if we go to that graph, with the number of baby corn harvest increase, we can see that the grain corn yield drops pretty rapidly. Okay, for the economic return, we comes from baby corn plus the grain corn minus the total cost to give us the net revenue. Of course, we don't have any baby corn for the treatment one, and for treatment two, treatment three, and treatment four, we have an increased tendency of the baby corn harvest. Also, for the green corn harvest, the treatment one gave us the highest value, and treatment four, although we did have the harvest on the green corn, but we don't have any agronomically usable yield. So our total net value from about $1,600 to about $7,100. Okay, somebody may say that which pattern is the best? Our decision making is economically based on the previous table. Harvesting 3 times of baby corn gave us the greatest profit value, but we do not recommend on that pattern because the traditional maize production in the United States was in the irreplaceable position for grain as the final harvest. So therefore, if we sacrifice the grain harvest for sole baby corn harvest, disobey the 100 years current corn production system. But does that mean the baby corn is not available in this country? Of course not. So baby corn could be a small scale production for the family use in the local market for at least 3 harvests, primarily for baby corn, and with a shorter interval. So the study in 2009 told us that baby corn is doable in this country. So in 2010, what we want to do is to do some further study to make the study on some special treatment on both field corn and sweet corn to see the performance of their yield. D-test or treatment on field and sweet corn. The objective of the study is to determine the effect of D-test and non-D-test treatment on the yield of field corn and sweet corn, and to improve the family scale baby corn production system. Well, our material, the methodology is we had four cultivars with two field corn, and Peaches and Cream and Silver Queen as our sweet corn. Experiment is a split plot, four cultivars as main plots, detassel and the non-detassel as the treatment, and totally with three replications, and we had 24 plots totally. The baby corn interval this time is about 3 days. It's a little bit shorter than 2009, and first three harvests we considered as a commercial yield because of a better quality of the baby corn ear, and the total harvest we consider as a biological yield. Here, I want to say something more on the detassel. A lot of people may concern, how do we do the detassel? Well, we detassel the corn by hand. Well, there's a little bit of difference when we detassel the field corn and sweet corn, because when we do the detassel on the field corn, we slightly open the top leaves and put your hand as you can touch the very end of the tassel and bend it over easily. But when you do the sweet corn, we know that sweet corn, the top leaves wrap it a little bit tighter around the tassel than the field corn. So what I did is still slightly open the top leaves, but without damaging on the leaves, and touch as deep as you can as the holdable place of the tassel and snip it out. So we still have some, maybe 40 or 30% of rest of tassel leaf on it, and we wait another maybe 2 or 3 days and come back, use a clipper, and this time you can touch the very bottom of the tassel and cut it off. So for field corn, we detassel one time. For sweet corn, we had two times. In some farms, the detassel can be done by machine, but we say the machine cannot totally clean that as about 70 to 75%, and the rest of them still need to go to farm and done by hand. So here is the picture that before we do the detassel, and after that, it's totally clean. Maybe you have two or three the tassel small things on it, but won't affect anything. Well, here are some results. Our commercial yield and biological yield for weights, the ANOVA indicated that the detassel performs better than the non-detassel. And if we classify it into field corn and sweet corn, both field corn and both field corn yield is better than sweet corn. And the Duncan multiple range for the average yield comparison shows that 77P ranked at the toppest of all the four cultivars, and Peaches and Cream and 68B and Silver Queen as a subsequent order. But in the biological yield, the 68B boosted up into the second place, and it's more obvious to see that the superiority of the field corn. So the number of ears for commercial and biological yield shows a little bit different, where we say totally adversely than the weight. The peaches and both of the two scenarios, the peaches and cream, were the toppest of the number of ears, and 77P, Silver Queen, and 68B was the subsequent consequence. And in the biological yield is quite similar with that. So we can say that the field corn generates heavier yield, but sweet corn gave us more ears. Okay, if we detailedly see the analysis of field corn and sweet corn, the first two are the sweet corn, and the bottom are the field corn. We can see the maximum number of ears we got from the third harvest for both of the two sweet corn, and detassel treatment performs significantly better than the non-detassel overall. But things changed in the field corn. That you see the two lines are almost overlapped. That didn't show any difference on the performance of yield. And most for the field corn, the maximum number of ears were got on the second and the first, so we say the first two harvests. Here we made some general conclusion of the 2010. Overall, the corn with detassel treatment performed better yield, both number and weights, than the non-detassel corn. and the sweet corn produced more ears than field corn, but it weighed less than the field corn. So for sweet corn, detassel treatment was superior to non-detassel treatment on both weight and number of ears, but we didn't find the superior advantage in the field corn. So among all the harvests, sweet corn reached its maximum yield in third harvest, and field corn reaches at about the first two harvests. So specifically, peaches and cream generated the largest number of ears, and 77P gave us the heaviest yield. So reversely, these two things in the top, so peaches and cream ranked the second and third, and 77P ranked the second and fourth in their weights and number of years. Okay, the general summary for the 2 years, we know that baby corn production is feasible in this country. But with a small-scale primary production for family, farmers market, and localized markets because of the highly labor-intensive. This production system will not only bring us an additional food other than the regular corn, but also give us some additional income without damaging the current grain production system. And both field corn and sweet corn can be used as baby corn without any taste or preference. And the detassel treatment may improve the baby corn yield, but the effect is varied among different kinds of cultivars. So thank you, everybody.
Can I please tell you how you harvest the baby deer?
Okay. The picture here, because when you harvest the baby corn, the most important thing is we try not to break the roots or break the stem because it will affect our yield for subsequent harvest. So what we did, like the first picture, is we hold the stem and quickly bend over the small ears and try to leave, and you have a place like that. And when you go to the subsequent harvest, you still have some more ears below your first harvesting place.
So that destroys the leaf at that node then?
Yes, you destroy the leaf place here, but the more ears will come subsequently down there. And here's the third picture is a little bit interesting, that the corn is kind of a reliable crop that you harvest from the top to the bottom. They will generate a lot of ears at the breast roots around that, so you can find as breast roots there are a lot of ears.
So when you got harvest number 4 and 5, that's the fourth harvest on that plant. So you're going down to the fifth.
Yes.
Year at that point.
Yes. But please, sir.
How many days between your first harvest and your last?
Well, there are some references from Brazil and some other South countries that the total harvest could last about 3 weeks. 3 weeks. Any other questions? All right. Thank you.